And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. About this time every year, after Thanksgiving and the Christmas lights start going up and the Christmas carols are coming out over the radio and piped in the malls and wherever we're going, and I get all kind of warm and fuzzy inside and getting into the Christmas spirit. And every time, this time of the year, here's Johnny. John the Baptizer comes and spoils everything. Because his message is not very comforting, actually. He shows up in the places we least expect. Every year he shows up in every gospel. He will not let us alone. I want you to take a little fantasy trip with me and imagine that we're going to the mall. Now, this mall is one of those wonderful suburban malls, not like a little strip mall someplace, but we're going there to do a little shopping, and it's late in the afternoon, and it's getting dark, and it's foggy, and it's cold, and the lights in the parking lot are just barely showing because it's one of those cold Florida fogs. We turn off the keys and the ignition and get out of the car and walk toward the mall, which is beautiful. Huge sliding glass doors we enter, and when we enter, we immediately notice that it's nice and cozy and warm, not like the 35 degrees outside. Now, for some people, 35 degrees doesn't sound very cold, but to us it is. And so we walk in and we see all sorts of lights and chrome and brass, everything shining, and the Christmas carols are playing. And we see people everywhere hurrying, shopping, buying things, getting into the spirit of Christmas. And for those shoppers who get worn out like I do after about 15 minutes, there are places to sit down and maybe have a cup of coffee. And in the very center of this mall is a huge fountain, water about waist deep. And it's beautiful. It's spraying up and the lights are shining on it. And this mall is the equivalent of a village square, the place where people not only go to shop, but they go to see and be seen. Well, I was at the mall last night, were you? And as we walk around, Christmas carols are playing, and everywhere there are packages being carried, and people are in a big hurry. Mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers are holding the hands of small children, patiently waiting to see Santa Claus, and the backs of teenagers. They're always there, the boys on one side and the girls on the other, looking at each other. Every shop window, it seems, there's a creche. There are elaborate Italian creches, ceramic creches, gold and silver, wood-carved creche. In every creche, in every window, we see the people of the Bible story, the shepherds and their sheep, the men on their camels, the angels and the cherubs and the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. They're lovely and they're beautiful. But where's John the Baptist? He's not there. Our Advent lessons mention John over and over again, but we never see him in any of the Christmas scenes. Maybe he doesn't fit into the Christmas season. He certainly doesn't give us a Christmas message that makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Now imagine this. In comes John into the mall. It's cold and damp outside, 35 degrees, chilling wind. And yes, he's wearing his camel's hair coat and his little leather belt around his waist and sandals on his feet. And now he strides into the double doors of the mall and stands in the middle and says, "Repent." Well, that's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for him, actually. Why is he not included in the Christmas scenes? Why is this awful, crude man into the Christmas story anyway? He probably has a body odor, and somebody should call security to have him hauled out. But wait a minute. In this mall scene, people are beginning to listen to what he says. He's a powerful preacher, an imposing figure. And they cease their frantic shopping and start to gather around him. And teenagers say, "What in the world is he talking about? What is he doing? Why is he here?" Let's listen a little more carefully to what John has to say. He's crying out in the wilderness of plenty, "Repent, turn around, change your direction." He's such a powerful preacher that the lights, the carols, the crash, the shopping, and the bustling, even in Santa's line, are all forgotten, and people begin to ask, what does he mean? What is he talking about? Is he nuts? John says, repent and be baptized. The direction you're going in is not right. And people begin to listen. It's amazing. And right there in this beautiful mall, John steps into the fountain and says, come and be baptized. And people begin to come and line up and get into the fountain to be baptized. Mothers and grandmothers leave their packages on the benches and walk toward the waters, and shopkeepers come out of their stores to be baptized. What does this mean? What does John mean by all of this? What does this baptism for repentance mean after all? John says, turn around and change. Be baptized to signify your willingness to be changed from inside out. John says, if you're shopping for clothes, don't buy another coat. If you have two, give one to someone who needs it. If you're planning a huge spread of food, holiday meal, don't spend a lot of money on elaborate food. If you have food, share it with someone who needs it. It's not really good news for the Christmas season, is it? He said, if you're a merchant, don't cheat your customers. Treat them with integrity. John says, repeat and change your ways and face reality. Because you see, for John, the shopping mall, the glittering lights, the presents, the packages, the Christmas carols, not even the lovely creches are reality. What's reality for John is the cold world outside the mall. Reality is the cold and dark struggles of the world outside. Reality is found in the one who is coming. The one who comes to warm our hearts, to give us the abundant life that he promised. John says, I'm not even worthy to untie the latch on his sandals. John says, the one who is coming can show us what reality is. He's the one who can help us live with reality. The one who can give us life, abundant life. And so the question we face this morning, beloved, is what shall we do about this character of John the Baptist? Should we call mall security and have him thrown out? Shall we keep him out of the picture altogether? Or maybe we should let him into our world, allow him to speak to us on this second Sunday of Advent, to preach to us so we can open our ears to hear and our eyes to see, John says there's one who's coming whose power of the Spirit can open our eyes so that we can see, can open our ears so that we can hear reality. The one who gives us power to live in the world outside the mall. So this morning we say, what shall we do with this character, John the Baptist? What on earth should we do? Amen.